The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Caitlyn Jenner was on Jimmy Kimmel, and Kimmel, like all of these late night idiots, doesn't know what the hell he's talking about, and Caitlyn Jenner kind of schools him on taxes.
Do you regret voting for President Trump?
I don't agree with everything he's doing, but I have always been I'm older. I grew up in a country where you actually said the Pledge of Allegiance
to
the flag at school.
That's not good.
And I have a...
really?
And I believe in limited government. Anymore? I believe in limited government. I believe in the people of this nation, not government. And so... that kind of makes me on the Republican side. And so he was our candidate. I never really outwardly came out and supported him. I supported whoever the Republican candidate was going to be. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the press kind of puts you there. And there are some things that I think he's done is very good.
what?
You know, this...
Jimmy, that's a good one.
Side and you believe in our Constitution, I'm glad Neil Gorsuch for the... for the Supreme Court.
Gotcha.
I think it's a very good decision. He's lowered regulations and a lot of different businesses to help business, you know, get going. I don't want massive regulations. I don't want massive taxes, especially, you know, we're the highest taxed country.
Not true. Incorrect.
Highest taxed corporate tax in the world.
I'll have to look it up, but I don't know.
Yeah, because you're a moron and you don't know what the hell
incorrect.
You're talking about.
Corporate tax in the world and massive regulations. So it's tough for anybody to do business here in the United States. And I would like to see the United States the best place in the world to do business.
Yeah, me too. Wow. Oof. That's hard to... I mean, oof.
Caitlin looking good.
No.
I mean, that's all dressed up and nowhere to go.
Well, no, she had somewhere to go. She went to Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, yeah, she was on Jimmy
Kimmel. Yeah, yeah. Is that her actual hair now, or is that a wig? Do we know?
I think the answer to that is yes.
It is her natural hair, and it's a wig?
I think that's a yes. Yeah, I think that's just like some extensions as part of the real deal.
Okay.
Because that's not bad. The coloring's not bad.
Do we know, has Caitlyn had the surgery to become actually a woman, or are we just pretending still?
I don't
think
so. I think we're still pretending.
Not a woman. So, I mean, the voice is the same, right?
A little bit higher.
The voice
the plastic surgery.
It's Bruce Jenner's voice coming out of that person.
That side shot right there shows that we've had some serious work done. We just stop with the knife cutting. Stop it. Stop with the knife cutting.
It's not.
That's what, I mean, everybody's two or three cuts away from clown face and. It's
like, who was the comedian that said, we're all supposed to pretend she's this beautiful woman?
Jim Norton. Yeah.
And
isn't
that is
she beautiful?
True.
Isn't she?
She is beautiful.
No.
I thought she had the surgery.
At this point.
I thought that did occur.
I'm going to have to.
Can we check on that, Jeffy?
Yes, I don't think she had.
Sure, you have some photos or whatever. Can we check on that and see if, I think the surgery did happen.
Okay, really?
I could be wrong.
Yeah, because I thought I'd seen something like that, too.
Yeah. But I mean,
anyway,
obviously, right on the corporate,
right on the corporate taxes, right on, and
that's not true. We don't have high.
Now, they're not the highest in the world, obviously.
Overall,
but
taxation.
They're damn high, and I'll bet he has no idea.
Yeah, overall taxation is not the highest in the world.
No.
However,
corporate taxes are highest in the world
of the developed economies.
Well, they're only tied for the highest in the non-developed.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
I mean, it's the highest in the world, and that includes Burundi and all those wonderful places.
So the average is 24.1%. Ours is 39.1%. According to the Tax Foundation, the U.S. is exceeded by only two non-developed countries.
Oh, it is exceeded.
The UAE at 55%.
Just saw that, and I didn't...
And
wow.
Chad at 40%.
Oh, okay. But that's why I don't do business in Chad. I was going to start up a couple of businesses in Chad, and then I found out they had really high tax.
Well, I actually started up UberChad.com.
Did you?
But apparently Uber like they own the rights to that in other countries as well. I can't just call myself Uber and just say I'm an Uber in Chad.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Which is unfortunate. But you can, I guess that would not be a good place to start a business, Chad.
No.
And UAE, of course, has a very very specific situation with oil revenues and such that make their rate a little bit different. It's there for a different reason. I mean, we can go into that, I guess, at another time. But the point is 10%, I think, is legitimate. Right now, they're talking about lowering it to 10 or 15 here in the United States in this next tax reform package. Now, most of the tax reform benefits are going to go to corporations, really, out of this proposed Trump reform. I mean, the individual rates are not really going to change that much. The idea, hopefully, being that people will be able to hire more. I mean, look, if you cut the rates from 39.1% to 10%, people are going to hire a lot more people. I mean, if he can actually get that done, that is going to be a major difference for businesses. The healthcare thing I think is important. They should have repealed it, obviously. I would like to see something else talked about, but get this done. There's no conservative who opposes tax reform, and you can get this done with just Republicans. The other thing I like about it is it's unlike healthcare, where you shave a little bit off of the subsidies we're giving for Obamacare. Not that all that impressed by it. With tax rates, anything that's lower is better. Really, anything that's lower is better. So if you can, if you can't get to 10%, you can only get to 20 from 39.1. That's still going to be a nice change. It's still going to be a really positive thing. If you can't go from, 43.8% or whatever it is now, I think it's with some of the additional taxes, it's about 43.8. If you can't get from 44.8 to 20, 10, all right. But what can you get to? Can you get to 33? I think that was the proposal. There was one 33, it was another 35. It's not great. It's pretty crappy, actually. But it's better than what we have. More money in the pockets of the people who earn it. It's an easy principle for conservatives to agree on. It would change and really help the economy. Trump has talked about wanting to be the guy about jobs this whole time. You can do it with this type of plan. Be aggressive. Lower those rates. You know, we talked about this during the campaign. In the campaign, he proposed a really... it was not the best tax rate of all the tax plan of all the candidates by any means. However, it did have nice low rates. And then he released his actual plan, and it was nowhere close to that. I have a feeling we're going to be winding up moving from that even more left. But the bottom line is, get us more money in our pockets and let us do what we want to do with it.
Do you have 1 ounce of confidence they're going to?
Oh, no.
I don't.
Did I at any point indicate that I had confidence this was going to occur? I hope not. Because if so, that was a huge mistake. It would be like if I said, Jeffy, I love you and you're great.
Oh, you're a great guy. Thank you very much.
I really appreciate it.
I want to take this moment to apologize to Caitlyn Jenner, though, because Caitlyn has had successful surgery.
I thought so, yeah.
Earlier this year.
She did.
So you can all stop staring.
All right.
She spoke of it after the successful surgery.
And look at her. Look at how beautiful she is. Have you ever seen a more beautiful woman? Ever? Have you ever... a more beautiful woman?
She was just tired of tucking.
You have? Are you saying you have seen a more beautiful woman than Caitlyn Jenner?
Yeah, there's a documentary. It's called Atomic Blonde. And in it, I don't think now we have to say that anymore, do we?
Right.
Because when she was a man posing as a woman, we had to say she was a beautiful woman. But now that she's a woman, can't we just judge her on the woman scale?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, yes.
Again, I think we could say she's not all that beautiful of a woman.
How dare you?
That's all right. Hey, look, I'm not a beautiful man. I got news for you. The reason why beautiful is interesting is because it's a little rare. It's a commodity. If 10% of the population is beautiful, I'd be surprised. It's a very difficult thing to achieve, and it's why you know pretty much everybody who's hot.
There's not a lot of us out there. That's for sure.
Sometimes you say things, and I almost wonder if you heard the last thing I said.
Really?
Yeah.